Like I say, good morning to everyone. My name's Sabert Nichols. Been in the Regular Baptist 31 years, I guess.
But, Lord help you, God, we pray.
Been preaching a long time, but I've never got used to it.
No, we learned how to do it. Well,
never got used to it.
Help me, Father.
It's a stranger every time I come to the stand, but I know this morning that God, my Redeemer, lives. I know He's alive this morning and alive forevermore. And that's where I'm looking this morning. That's where my trust is this morning. Brother, today I'm looking to the high hills that David looked to. He said, I look to the hill from which cometh my help, and my help comes from the Lord. I'm brooding today. Listen at me today. I'm brooding today. I love the Lord. I love His word. And I love everybody around me this morning. I'm brooding today. I'm not talking about something natural now. No, sir. I'm brooding today. I'm talking about a spiritual love. A love that's born right down inside of you. I'm brooding today by the Holy Spirit of God. My friend today. Listen at me today. My brother, listen at me. A man that's had an experience. I've been down to the banqueting house, and God's banner over him is love, brother. Listen at me today. He got something down inside.
Yes, sir.
My brother, today, it can't be took away from him. Brother Elwood, no, sir. Brother, today, listen at me. This morning, I want to preach a strong God and a weak man today. You're looking at a weak creature. I'm getting a little bit of age on me now. Brother, today, Brother Elwood, but sometimes the Lord, when I can feel His hand upon me, Brother, today, He makes me strong. He makes me brave again. Brother, today, and listen at me today, He makes me happy. My friend, that's the simplest way I know how to put it, Brother. Listen at me this morning. I love the Lord, brethren, today. Why do you love the Lord? Because He first loved me. That's why I love the Lord. Brother Terry brought to my mind when he come to the stand and spoke about faith and the grace of God, brethren. It's by grace and through faith are you saved, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God,
yes, it
brother.
Is,
my friend today. You can't work it out. No. Brother, today, grace is the unmerited favor of God. My friend today, the grace of God that bringeth salvation,
yes,
has appeared unto all men,
teaching them
that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that they should live soberly and righteously and godly right here in this present world. My friend today, men and women, they're without excuse, Brother Junior. They sure are. Brother, today, in this faith, it's a little bit different than belief now, my brother. Or some say faith and belief is the same, but there's a little difference. Brother, today, when you believe, then are you sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, my friend today. Brother, today, and then, therefore, brother, today, you can live, you will live by the law of faith then, Brother Elwood. Being born again. I don't want to get on something to take too much time. I want to hear Brother Elwood and these other brothers. Brother, today, listen at me today, brother. This faith, my brother, today, it'll lead you, brother, today. Oh, today, my friend, brother, a man or a woman that's been down to the foot of Jesus, poured out their heart and been born again, my friend, today. They know something about that. That experience, brother, that experience give them hope. And hope will make you not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in the heart by the Holy Spirit. Brother, right back to that love again. Brother, today, oh, listen to me this morning. A greater love than this is no man than a man would lay down his life for his friend. And he said, you are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. Brother, today, my brother, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them.
Yeah.
I'll show you to whom he's
like.
Brother, today, he's like a wise man that dug deep, brother, and built his house on the rock. My friend, today, there's some digging to do. Brother, today, you must repent. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be born again. I'm preaching today. You must be born again. Yeah, no preacher one time, every time he come to the stand, he would say, you must be born again. That was the first thing he would say. And somebody asked him, why do you say that? He said, you must be born again. That was his answer. Brother, today, I'm preaching to men and women that you must be born again. My friend, today, brother, today, this old man, brother, today, listen to me today, repent, I believe on the Lord, and eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood. Except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no life in you, brethren, today, my friend. Oh, and I hope I don't cross your mind.
All right, you go
brother,
right ahead.
Brother, this morning, today, my friend, brethren, today, and I'm going to preach the only way that you can eat the flesh of the Son of Man. You know, to them Jews, is this my water, brother?
Yeah, it's your water, brother.
To them Jewish people there, that was a hard saying, my friend. When Jesus said that, brother, today, it was a hard saying. But listen to me today, my friend, today, this is a spiritual thing I'm talking about.
Yes,
this morning, brother, today, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no life in you. But brother, today, listen to me, through an opportunity of the Spirit, brother, today, being born again by the power of God, my friend, today, listen to me today, my friend, an operation of the Spirit, being born again, being circumcised in the heart by the Spirit. You're made to eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, brethren. Listen to me today. Therefore, brethren, today, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Brethren, today, for the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak to the flesh, God sending his only Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Brethren, today, bless his name today. Ain't it wonderful? I'd rather feel what I feel right now, brother Elwood, as to have 10,000 worlds like this and everything in it. Brother, today, this is real. Brother Terry, I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home, brother, to die no more. There's a home up there for everyone. Brother, today, they will accept him. Come to him. Repent. Believe on him. Brother, today he died. He died. He made the way. The way is made. Brother, today the way is a predestinated way. Brother, today. But we're not individually predestined to walk in it. No. Brother, today we got to press into it, brother. We got to come to
Him. Choice, brother.
We got to come. We got to come to Him on the terms of the gospel, brother. When He called, and I don't have a bit of doubt in my mind this morning that He won't call. No, sir. God is no respecter of person, but in every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with Him. I don't, Brother Junior, I don't know. I don't worry about them children of mine. The Spirit, and I know the same Spirit that visited me is going to visit them. Oh, the one that visited my little daughter there. Oh, it's going to visit the rest of them. Brother Elwood, but the thing that worries me, will they take heed to it when it comes? Brother, today, when he cuts them down and lets them know that they're a sinner, will they take heed to it and repent of their sins? Brother, today, they're going to have to come through the door, and that's Jesus Christ.
There you go, preach it right Jesus. On, Brother Saber.
He that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I'll show you to whom he's like. He's like a wise man, a dug deep and built his house on the rock. My friend, today the storms of life gonna come, Brother Junior. They sure are. They've poured down on me a few times. Brother, blessed be the name of the Lord. I've got someone, brother, I can lean on. He's a strong tower. He's my hiding place, brother. He sure is. Brother, today, when the storms come, the rain, the wind blew and beat on that house, it didn't fall, no. It's got a foundation. My friend, today, there's a foundation that people can get on, brother, today, that can't fall. I hope that's not too hard for you. No, sir. My brother today, he's a rock in a weary land. Yes, he is. My friend today, I heard John in Revelation say to him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the hidden many, and I'll give him a white stone. And in that stone, a new name written, which no man knows save he that received it. Brother, today, I know what happened to me, brother. Yeah, I didn't have to run down the road and ask somebody. No. Brother, brother, today I went through that little home of mine shouting the praises of God because I knew the Lord had come. He come to my rescue. Yes, he did. He picked my feet from the quagmire of sin. Set me on this highway that I'm on today. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord today. John said he showed me a pure river of water of life. Clear as crystal. Where was it coming from? Proceeding from the throne of God and the Lamb, brother. My friend today. Whoa, my friend today. Whoa, listen at me. Brother, today, I want people to get a drink of that water. That'll be in them. A well of living water.
Springing up
into everlasting life. It's available. How that blood is available to the world of mankind today, brother. Just as sure as I'm here in your presence.
Amen.
You might say, well, preacher, I'll get out of the way just a minute.
Brother,
where's that blood this morning, Brother Terry Bryan? I love you, honey.
I love you.
I sure do. Brother, today, you quoted it when you got up. Brother, today, there's a throne of grace that blood is on today. And the only way you can get to it is by faith. Brother, today, that's the way it is. By grace and through faith.
That's right, brother.
Are you saved? And that not of yourself.
It's
a gift of God. There was no drop of that blood.
Spill,
brother, today, there wasn't a drop of that blood wasted
not spilled. It wasn't spilled, no. He shed that blood for the world of mankind. Brother, today, for the sin of the world, brother, my friend today, he said, I have power to lay my life down.
I've got power.
A power to take it up again. He knew what he come for. He dreaded the death that he was going to die. Brother, today, more than anything, he dreaded that. Brother, today, but he said, for this cause came I into the world. This sin was I born. Well, I feel like I could preach 2 hours now. But I'm going to give away and give the other brothers a chance to preach. May God bless you. I hope the Lord will bless me to come back many times to the little jewel church. I feel his spirit here, brother, today. The Lord, as I can truly say, this morning, the Lord is here.
Yeah.
The Lord is here.
Yeah.
He lives in his people. He lives right down inside of them. He said, me and my father will come in.
Make up our boat.
Make our boat with you.
He won't leave.
Go no more out.
He won't leave.
He's right here this morning.
There he is, Brother Saber.
Whoa, God's people there. They are a peculiar people, Brother Elwood. They are a royal priesthood. They're a holy nation. Brother, today, they're... They're easy to be identified.
They have a mark about them.
Brother, today they'll stand out, my friend, today. And I'm going to say they'll stand up too, brother, today, my friend, today, for the cause of Christ. Ain't you glad today that you can suffer for him? The one that went to that old rugged cross, gave his life. That we can live, have life, and have it more abundantly. Have a home. Have a home in that beautiful land over there. Or we'll be able, Brother Junior, to take a stroll down by the river with our King. I want to tell him, Brother Elwood, my journey's been sweet. I want to tell him that I love him. You know, in our weak ways, in these natural bodies, I don't think with these natural eyes we could even look upon him in his glory. But in that morning, brother,
we'll be able to praise him. Like
we'll be able to praise him with a praise that only that he's worthy of. He's worthy of praise.
Worthy of all praise and glory.
And sometimes when he blesses us in the spirit, we're able to lift him up. But in the morning, brother, you just think about what a beautiful morning it'll be when we can all meet with him in the cloud of glory, going home. Be singing, shouting praises to God,
amen,
our King, as we raise higher and higher to meet him. May God bless you.
Well done, Brother Saber.